Welcome back to At Home. Here are your hosts, Cheryl Gillespie and Sam Shakura.
Brand new book is out, Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. Jude Bijou. She's a respected physiotherapist, professional educator, and workshop leader. Her theory of attitude reconstruction has evolved over the course of more than 30 years, especially working with clients as a licensed marriage and family therapist. This is important information. Too many of us do not deal effectively with our anger at work and at home. Jude, it is so great to have you here. Welcome to At Home.
You know, it's just a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're such a doll. Okay, is it okay to get angry when you're at work?
Well, it's okay to get angry because angry is normal and angry is natural. We see a child, they have a temper tantrum, they get it out. We've got to figure a constructive way to do it at work.
Well, they say that, you know, workplace anger is among the top four causes of death in the workplace.
Wow, I haven't heard that. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, that says a lot, doesn't it? I mean, and that's from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Well, and that makes so much sense because those emotions have gotten so suppressed in all of us. We got all those messages, girls aren't supposed to get angry. Like, you know, what are we supposed to do with that energy? So it builds up and it builds up and there it goes.
Well, and it's not just the workplace. It's how we deal with our anger at home, whether we're mad at the dog because he chewed a pair of Le Batons, or, you know, or we're mad at our kids, or, heaven forbid, we're really mad at our husband. Inevitably, we're going to be mad at home and at work at some point in time.
Absolutely. And what the thing that we don't know and we don't remember is that it doesn't matter what it's about. It doesn't matter if it's our child or if it's the work or if it's the shoe. What matters is we're feeling that energy in our body. That we know what it feels like, right? That hot, pure energy. That's emotion of anger.
So what
happens? If we just take care of that, then we are not going to do things like explode at the workplace.
Well, I guess it's anger management. So what do we do? Regardless of where we are, we get angry. Is this when, you know, mom's advice to count to 10 comes into play?
Yeah.
Or do we just, you know, get it over with?
I go with the get it over with. I use as my model what a little child does. What does an infant do when they don't get the cookie? They
stamp
flop on
scream.
The floor and they kick and scream. And they get over it. They trot away after a couple minutes. And they're okay. They're back to the present. That's the model. So it's not that we should have temper tantrums in the middle of the grocery store when they are out of our favorite food. But it's energy, and that's what we have to do. Move it out physically, but constructively.
So I'm thinking that that might be easier said than done. Unless, you know, you tell me how to achieve that, because that could be hard to be constructive when you have all that emotional stuff that's associated with anger going on.
Well, that's exactly it, because the first thing we have to do is just identify, I'm feeling a sensation in my body, and that's just energy. So I don't have to go and say really mean things and do awful things. All I have to do, I've got this energy, I need to get it out.
So is that, you know, let's say something happens, is it okay to go, whether it's to your boss, and do you treat anger differently with reflecting, you know, when you're dealing with your peer or a colleague or a subordinate or, you know, the boss? Is there a different way to deal with it? And what's the first thing I do? Is it to say, okay, what you just did, how you handled this, or what you sent me makes me really, really angry?
Absolutely not. Well, I go, first thing you do when you notice that something happened and you're feeling those feelings is take a time out for yourself. Go run into the bathroom, go out to the back, go into your car, whatever, and go, I got to move this energy. I mean, it'll just take you 1 minute, 2 minutes, literally. I have this energy. I don't want to dump it on the boss or my coworker or my family. take that steering wheel and shake the daylights out of it. Make those sounds. Get that pure energy out of the body.
Can you imagine the sounds coming from the bathroom? You know, oh, it's just Bob. He's upset about something again.
Exactly. It's like, I'm next. Okay, I'm going to do that.
There's six of you in the bathroom stalls and everybody's like rattling the cage. Okay, so you actually then it is kind of the essence of counting to 10 because you need to step away and release the anger.
Step away, but it's not, well, count to 10 to go, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I got to find someplace different from the energy so that I don't put that energy out and hurt other people and hurt myself. I've got to step away and deal with that physical energy. And we, depending on the situation and our physical condition, we all have to find what works for best for ourselves. Do you want to hear a couple of ways?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, one of the simplest one is to just stand up and stomp really, 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 really hard. Really hard. You know, like you're making it through the three layers of the building down to the floor. Really, really stomp. You're moving that energy out of the body. Or, like, when you go to the bathroom, you know how there's those the hinges on those stall doors? Take the hinges, I call this hinge anger, and just shake the daylights out of the hinge. Wow! Oh!
Until it comes off in your hand.
Never. I've never, ever had anybody say that.
I just hope that we've designed the bathroom stalls to handle the hinge shaking. Okay, I like the idea of the stomp, you know, and you see that. I'm trying to think back to, you know, like, I don't know, maybe it was in, you know, school programs or whatever where you encourage the kids to shake, you know, to stomp your feet and you shake and you shake and you shake and it does feel good whether you're angry or not.
Exactly. I mean, because I'm a psychotherapist and I have clients who call and say, Jude, I need to come and see you. I'm just not getting my anger out. So they, you know, set an appointment. They come in and I have a big chest full of old phone books. And I like ceremoniously put out these phone books and a hose, like a rubber hose, a flexible plastic hose. And they like take their shoes off and they just pound the heck out of these phone books and pages fly and the noise is loud and something's destroyed. And, you know, 5-10 minutes, they are just, like, smiling.
Because you're laughing at yourself. That's funny. Okay, well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk more ways to release the anger when we return here at home.